Shalom. Hosea 2:16. And it shall be at that day, saith Yahweh, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shall call me no more Baali. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. Hosea 2:16-17. Stephan Yah, with a study, Yahweh Hosha, where do the names come from? Where did Jesus, the Messiah's name, what is it? Yahweh Hosha? Yahosha? Jesus? Now, Yahweh constitutes the entire name of the Creator. Yahweh is the tetragrammaton name of our Heavenly Father. And the name Yah, Y-A-H, is the contracted form. The name Yahosha has the Hebrew word salvation in it. It is in the Hebrew manuscript. It is the inspired name in the Scriptures. Yahosha is in the Scriptures, so it is inspired. Yahosha. So we'll look into the concordance here in a moment, the Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew lexicon, the Greek lexicon. The name for Joshua, or Yahusha, was altered and changed to Yehoshua, or Joshua. So we need to correct this Shua through research of this word. And this audio download is not the final word. I am not the final word on this, or for all I know on anything, but we read the Scriptures. Hebrews 4:8, that's in the book of Hebrews, in the newer Scriptures, commonly called the New Testament. And it says, for if Yahosha, that's the Greek word, 2424 from the Greek lexicon and Strong's Concordance, Yahosha had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There therefore remaineth a rest to the people of Yahweh. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as Yahweh did from his. Hebrews 4:8. That is speaking of our Messiah, who gave us rest the seventh day Sabbath. There therefore remaineth a rest to the people of Yahweh. He spoke not of another day. Yahosha, or Yehoshua. That's the Hebrew word 3091. Now, if you're driving around in a car, you can't look those numbers up, but hopefully you'll be at home doing a study or sitting there in the assembly. H, in our website here, on our articles, the H stands for Hebrew, and the G is for Greek words. G is for Greek words, H for Hebrew words, in the Strong's lexicon. So if I say H3091, I'm speaking of Yahosha, the Hebrew word that's found in the inspired Hebrew text of Joshua, for example, the book of Joshua or Joshua. We also have Numbers 13, Zechariah 3, Stephaniah 3:9, Haggai 1:12, book of Joshua, the entire book, chapters 1 to 24, Judges chapter 2, and 1 Samuel 6:14. We'll be looking those up. Yehoshua, or Yehoshua, 3091, the Hebrew word. It says in the Strong's Concordance for 3091, Yehoshua, it says from Hebrew 3068 and Hebrew 3467. Jehovah saved. Now, of course, that's improper Jehovah, as we have learned. Jehovah saved Yehoshua, or excuse me, I'm going to read it as they printed it. Jehoshua, that is Joshua, the Jewish leader, Jehoshua, Joshua. That's what Strong is saying there. Strong, we don't entirely agree with that, as we'll prove here later, because of the Shua in Joshua. And it says, compare H1954 and H3442. The Hebrew word for salvation is Hebrew 3467. Sha, 3467. Yasha is a root word for the Savior from Isaiah 43:10. Excuse me a second, I'm looking it up here in my King James Version, although we changed the proper names from the titles they give here, Lord and so on, we change it to the correct rendering. Isaiah 43, 10 and 11 then. You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, and that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there is no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. So, our Mighty One, Yahweh said that in Isaiah 43. That's he speaking. I'm not speaking, I'm just reading what he wrote here in Isaiah 43. You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Even I am Yahweh, he said, and beside me there is no Savior. So we get back to the study here on the YahvehYahweh.name website. And I'm looking at the article, where did the name Yahshua come from? Or I put different titles in there. Right now it is Yahusha and Yahvehosha is the title of that. But anyway, Messiah's name, that's what we're getting to here. What is the correct English spelling of the Savior's name? It's Yahusha. That was the longer form, Yahvehosha. The Hebrew letter in Yahusha was Shah, H-3467, not Shua, 7775. Shua, and we'll come up with tell you about the warning about Shua here in a moment. So the Hebrew word, or excuse me, the letter in Yahusha was Shah, 3467. We must leave out the Shua from Yahoshua, and that leaves us with either Yahvehosha in the longer form or Yahusha in the contracted form of Yahweh's name, Yahusha. And that's found in the inspired text. Yahusha is Yahvehosha. Of course, Yahweh is the inspired name of our Heavenly Father. H-1951, that's Hebrew 1954, for Hosea. And Strong's Concordance says, in the book of Hosea, from 3467, means deliverer. Hosea, the name of five Israelites, Hosea, Hosea. And 3467 also means avenging, defend, deliverer, rescue, be safe, bring or having salvation, bringing salvation or having, save, savior, and get the victory, from 3467. And then Hebrew 1945, the Hoe, I guess is two E's there, a prolonged form of H-1930. Oh, ah, alas, ho, oh, and woe, praise Yahweh. H-1930, ho, a permutation of 1945, ho, and alas. S-H-A, Shah, the suffix means savior or having salvation in Yahusha. In Yahusha, actually, excuse me. Make a correction there. Having salvation, as in Yahusha. H-3068 is Yahweh, the self-existent, or the eternal. That's the tetragrammaton name of our Heavenly Father. Hebrew 3068 is Yahweh. 3442, Yahushua, or more correctly, Yahusha, 3442. Without the Shua, he will save. Yahusha, the name of 10 Hebrews, also a place in the separated land. And then back to Yahusha, H-3068, without the Shua, means saved. Joshua, the Jewish leader. Yahusha, saved Joshua, the Jewish leader. Yahusha is in the inspired text. Yahvehosha is the longer form of that name, but it is not in the text. Yahvehosha is not found in the text, but of course Yahweh in Yahvehosha, Yahweh is inspired. And we found that Yahweh is 3068. That's the Eternal Father's name, Yahweh. Ho, once again, is a prolonged form of 1930. Ah, oh, alas, ho, and woe. And 1930, that was 1945. But 1930 is a permutation of 1945. It means ho and alas. So that's also good. But ho is part of our heavenly Messiah's name. Yahusha is in the inspired text, as in the book of Joshua, chapters 1 through 24. So now, let us read some of those scriptures that are listed there at the top of that article. Where did the name Yahusha or Yahusha come from? And we'll get to the word Jesus here in a few moments. Okay, on this Yahweh website. So I'm looking for the scriptures here that we had listed. Numbers, Zechariah, Stephaniah 3:9. So maybe we'll want to look up the Zephaniah and Zechariah scriptures here. Zechariah chapter 3 it's going to be, as well as Zephaniah or Zephaniah chapter 3. People pronounce it Zephaniah. It's actually Stephaniah, the Z representing the TS sound, Stephaniah. Chapter 3, starting at verse 9 there. Verse 9 here, or wherever, over there. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent. And then, all right, to Zechariah, chapter 3, starting at verse 2, possibly. No, make it 1, make it verse 1. Zechariah, and he showed me, and it says in the King James, Joshua. So we're going to change that a little bit. And he showed me Yahushua. No, he showed me Yahusha, the high priest standing before the messenger of Yahweh, and Hasatan, or Satan, standing on the right hand to resist him. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 2. And Yahweh said unto Satan, or Hasatan, Yahweh rebuke thee, O Hasatan, even Yahweh that has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Yahusha was clothed with filthy garments, and stood before the messenger. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity, thy lawlessness and uncleanness, thy iniquity, to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. Like we find there in the book of the Revelation, chapter 3, verse 4, a change of raiment is what we all need. Clothe ourselves with the righteousness of the Messiah, who saved us by his blood and his death, burial, and resurrection, by the Messiah, whom we are speaking of, the Most High. Not, hey, you, but, oh, thou, most heavenly Son of Yahweh, Yahusha, Messiah. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head, so hats are okay and acceptable. Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments, and the messenger of Yahweh stood by. The messenger of Yahweh protested unto Yahusha, saying, Thus saith Yahweh of armies, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, O Yahusha, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Yahusha upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith Yahweh of armies, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, saith Yahweh of armies, shall you call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. End of the third chapter of Zechariah. You can read Yasha, the 24 chapters in the book of Yasha, or Joshua. And then we have also Numbers 13, 16. Numbers, very important book. You go through there and, you know, read about the Sabbaths. Talk about the Sabbath in there as well. Yes, it explains it all. 13, 16, and these are the names in Numbers. These are the names of the men which Moses set to spy out the land, and Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Yasha. We've corrected that. It says there in the King James, of course, and shall call Hoshea, the son of Nun, Yehoshua, or Jehoshua, with a J there. There was never a J in the Hebrew alphabet until the Romans changed it a couple of hundred years ago. And we want to go to Judges chapter 2, skipping over Deuteronomy and Yasha. The Judges 2. Verse 6. 6 to the end of the chapter. Okay? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Heavenly Messiah, bless the message. And when Yasha had let the people go, the children of the Hebrews went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served Yahweh all the days of Yasha, and all the days of the elders that outlived Yasha, who had seen all the great works of Yahweh that he did for the chosen ones. And Yasha, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance, in Timoth-Erez, and the mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill Gash. And also all the generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the mighty one Yahweh, nor yet the works which he had done for the Hebrews. And the children of the Hebrews did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and served Balaam. That is no different than today. The most of us are serving Balaam, and we don't even know it. We say, oh, my heart is right. I know my heart is right. Okay, I'm not going to preach here. Keep reading. Okay, keep reading. Judges 2, verse 12, then, after they did evil in the sight of Yahweh and served Balaam, and they forsook Yahweh, the mighty one of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of sin, out of Egypt, and followed other Elohim of the Elohim of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked Yahweh to anger. And they forsook Yahweh and served Baal and Ashtoreth. That's the Easter god. Somebody came up with a word the other day of Astronalia. He is putting two of the words together. Ashtoreth, anyway, stands for Easter. They served Baal and Easter. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against the Hebrews, and he delivered them into the hands of the spoilers that spoiled them. You know, the Barakamites there. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithsoever they went out, the hand of Yahweh was against them for evil, as Yahweh had said, and as Yahweh had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, Yahweh raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. Verse 17, and yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods. That's where the word worship came from, whoring after other gods, or Elohim. They bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of Yahweh, but they, the fathers walked in obeying the commandments of Yahweh, but they did not so. They didn't obey the commandments. At that time, their fathers did. So verse 18, and when Yahweh raised them up judges, then Yahweh was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented Yahweh because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. So Yahweh changed and gave them mercy because of all their groanings. That doesn't mean we're to, you know, that he approves of complaining. No, that's a different thing altogether there. We don't want to do that. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers. And the Protestants or Protestants would say, that's good. No more bondage of the law. Yeah? Corrupted themselves more than their fathers, and following other Elohim to serve them and to bow down unto them, they ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against the chosen ones, and he said, because that this people has transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any more before them. I hope I'm reading. He will not drive out any from before them of the nations which Yahshua left when he died. He's not going to drive out the enemies anymore. That through them I may prove the Hebrews whether they will keep the way of Yahweh to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not. Therefore Yahweh left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Yahshua. Yahshua was the good leader there, the good judge. You know? So that's the book of Judges, chapter 2. And we started at verse 6. And then 1 Sam 6:14, as long as we're back here, and then we'll get on to the word Jesus that I used for 40 or 50 years. Sometimes I still use it, and I don't mean to. In different ways. That I'm not supposed to call on Elohim, Yahweh said. 1 Samuel 6:14, I'm going to get to that in a moment. 1 Sam 6:14, and the cart came into the field of Yahshua, a Bethshemite, and stood there where there was a great stone, and they clave the wood of the cart and offered the kine a burnt offering unto Yahweh. The kine meaning K-I-N-E, meaning cows. Okay. So, okay. Yeah, our next scripture verse, I think, is going to be Haggai, but don't quote me on that. I think it's this chapter 1 of Haggai. Okay, let me see if I can pick that up here before I get somewhere else and I get lost. I'm not going to get lost. No, I think I'll do it later. Okay, there's Hoshea and so on. Put that aside for now, okay? Let's see. So we went through Yahweh. We went through that Hebrew word for Heavenly Father, your Hebrew name for your Heavenly Father and mine is Yahweh, the self-existent or the eternal. That's Hebrew 30:68. Yahshua, he will save. It's 34:42. Yahusha, the name of 10 Hebrews. 34:42. Yahusha 30:68 means saved, or it means Yahshua, the Jewish leader. There are several meanings there. Yahusha. It means Yahusha in the inspired text, as in the book of Yahusha, or Joshua, right? Yeah that name. Okay, now going on to a pamphlet here in a moment. Jesus. And Christ. Let's read what that is. From the Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible. Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible, that is called. I wouldn't say Bible, I'd say Scripture. But it says under the heading Jesus, the English form goes back to the Latin Iesus or Iesus, which transliterates. It does not translate, it transliterates the Greek. But the original form was Yahshua, or more fully, Yahusha. Ho means salvation of Yahweh. We hope to show that Shua in Yahusha is incorrect and corrupt, and we did that above there. Shua meaning, let me see. Can I find it? Well, we just have to back up and find it there. Shua there. Okay. Well, doing the best that we can. I can't back up and find it. It should be real easy, but it's not that easy for me. But it was earlier in this broadcast and earlier on the transcript, on the page there that we have on the website, Yahweh.com, talking about the Messiah. So, and that was reading from the Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible. It said Latin, Iesus, which transliterates the Greek, but the original form was Yasha, or more fully, Yahusha. Ho means salvation of Yahweh. Actually, they're saying Joshua and Jehoshua, I believe, there, in the Interpreter's Dictionary. And we also need to see, where did the name of Yasha come from? Now, here's another reference, another proof. The word, Hallel, Hallelujah, by J. David Kloppenstein of Kendenville, Indiana. Scholars know that our Savior wasn't known by the name Jesus. The fact that many have come to accept the person of the Savior while knowing only a name, Jesus, does not make that his actual name. Scholars know that our Savior wasn't known by the name of Jesus. The fact that many have come to accept the person of the Savior while knowing only a name, Jesus, does not make that his actual name. He was born a Hebrew, as prophesied in Isaiah 9:6 and Micah 5:2. But Jesus is not Hebrew. It is in fact derived from the Greek word Iesus, which is found in the Greek. According to the Lytle and Scott Greek Dictionary, Iesus in the Ionic masculine form of the name Iaso, Iaso, the Greek goddess of healing. Not even a male, but it's a female goddess of healing, Iaso. And this is once again from the word Hallel, the word Hallelujah. And it says, for the name Jesus to be the same as the Hebrews, Yahusha, it must also have the word salvation and the name Yahweh in the name. The Greek word for salvation is soterion. The Greek word is G4992. That's in the book of Strong's Concordance. The Greek word for Savior is soter, 4990 Strong's. So the Greek word for salvation, 4992. The Greek word for Savior is 4990. Neither of these words, salvation or Savior, neither of these words is in the name Jesus or Jesus, the Greek goddess of healing. So the name, and I used that for 40 or 50 years without even realizing it, didn't have any reason to study. Jimmy Carter used it, so it was, you know, good enough for me. If it was good enough for, no. So the name is not good enough for Billy Graham. The name is not a translated name. The only alternative is it was a transliterated name. So it's not a direct translation. It's a transliterated name. Jesus, or Jesus, is used in Mexico. In Jerusalem, it was not used back in days of old, since it is not Hebrew. Now, of course, people have heard of it. I think it's against the law to use the name of Jesus in Jerusalem, though. I believe it is. Somebody once said that. How about Yahusha? I wonder if it's against the law to use the Hebrew word Yahusha. Is there anything wrong with that? Or Yesha? Yesha 34:42. Does Yahshua mean salvation? Was Oshia, Hosea, Joshua, as in the language of Canaan in Numbers 13:16, which we read earlier, was that the right Hebrew word translated for the word salvation? No, the problem with Shua in Yahshua. Shua is 77:75. So now I found it again here. If I didn't do it earlier. 77:75 and 68 also. 77:68 means crying for help. Crying, like wah, crying for help, the name of a female Canaanite. In any language and in Hebrew, it's crying for help, Shua. Strong 7775, pronounced Shua, translated cry 11 times, with 11 occurrences having been found of the Hebrew word in the authorized version. 11 occurrences of Shua, 7775 and 7768, crying for help. 7768. Transliterated Shava, pronounced shava, also to peal or cry out like a bell, to cry for help and shout. And that's the end of that matter there. Back to Joshua again, or excuse me, Yahusha, more correctly, Hebrew 30:91, and Numbers 13:16, Zechariah 3, which we read, Stephaniah 3, Haggai. Okay, let me see if I can find Haggai now without going to the contents or something. And while I'm doing that, I'll explain to those who don't know about the Strong's Concordance. It's available. It's one of the useful tools you need to get and to have, one of those tools that you get to use and look up different names in Hebrew or in Greek that are found in the Scriptures. Okay, and it's not that expensive. These days, I suppose it would be about $40 or so. I don't know anywhere near the cost. I paid, my wife paid $15 for that Strong Concordance back in the 1960s, and then I complained about it in those days because I didn't know Yava. And furthermore, how could I could care anyway? I was just a nominal Protestant and a Catholic at that to begin with for 40-some years. I didn't think it would be a viable thing to have around the house. The money could be better spent on a good steak or something that would make me feel good. So that's, but we got it anyway, and I'm so glad that we did obtain the Strong's Concordance, and now you can get it on the computer as well. So, oh, I see, they're going alphabetically. Boy, this is really embarrassing that I can't find that. I skimmed it over. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Now we'll find Haggai on page 1299 in this particular version here. Well, I was three pages away from it anyway. There it is. All 25 chapters, right? No. Not even all two chapters, but we're going to go let's start out Haggai chapter 1, verse 2. Thus speaketh Yahweh of armies, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that Yahweh's house should be built. Then the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet said, it is time for you to dwell in your... my eyes are really going out here. Oh, sealed houses. And this house lie waste. Now therefore, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but there is none warm. And he that earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. Haggai, we're going up to verse 12 now. And thus saith Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways, go up to the mountain, and bring wood, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it. And I will be magnified, saith Yahweh. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. When you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Because Yahweh of hosts or armies. Because of mine house that is waste, and you run every man into his own house. That's a good verse there for someone who's into the positive confession movement. My house that is waste, and you run every man into his own house and say, oh, Yahweh, prosper me, and give me a nice elaborate, you know, with all the furnishings. So verse 10, therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, the new wine, upon the oil, and upon that which the ground brings forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all labor of the hands. Here we go now with verse 12. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yasha, the son of Yoshedech, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of Yahweh and the words of Haggai the prophet, as Yahweh had sent him, and the people did fear before Yahweh. And then you could read the rest of the chapter, or the rest of that book there, which is found right before Zechariah. And I don't have a cough switch. Excuse me a moment here. And then we'll go to Psalm 91. Computer sending me crazy messages here about virus updates and so on. That's good. Thank you. Psalm 91. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. This is Psalm 91, verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me. Yes, they mentioned love in the earlier scriptures. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Good old Psalm 91 there, verse 14. And Psalm 74. Here we go now, Psalm 74:10, and then on to Leviticus. How long, Psalm 74, how long, O Yahweh, shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? It goes along with that, what was it, Hosea 2:16 we started off with. How long shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? I was the enemy of Yahweh, using that old name that I learned as a Roman Catholic, as I learned as a Protestant, from Billy Graham and so on. And they never told me that there would be a better study that I could do to go in deeper into, deeper depths into Yahweh's word and into his name, into what it represents as his character, his being separate, his being pure, and that we need to be pure even as the Heavenly Father is pure. And I want to do a study there in Matthew 5 next time. Leviticus 24:16, concerning the use of names, Yahweh is speaking to the children, to the Hebrews, about blaspheming the name. Leviticus 24, he's not just speaking to Levites in that book. Most of it is written to us, to the children, to the descendants, to the strangers that are grafted into the good olive tree. And he that blasphemes the name of Yahweh, he shall surely be put to death. When he blasphemeth the name of Yahweh. Therefore, we are wrong when we say, it doesn't matter what name I call him, just as long as my heart is right. It doesn't matter what name you call him, how you spell it or anything, just as long as my heart is right. And we think our hearts are right. Well, I know better than that. I know that even though Yahweh has saved me by his blood, by his resurrection power, by the death, burial, and resurrection of our Messiah, of our Heavenly Father who created, through the Messiah, he created it all, and he created me, created you. But I still know that there can be a little bit of carnality coming out, a little flesh. When I go downtown and have to drive all over, get pushed all over town, but now we're here right now. Let's brush that aside and just get plunged into the Word as we go next into Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 4, chapter 5. Let's read the entire book. Well, it's not enough time, okay. But I would, I'd like to do that too, and we will, Yahweh allowing. Not that he has given his stamp of approval on Stefan Yah Eber, nor this website, or on any other ministry. He hasn't given his stamp of approval on that. He gave his stamp of approval on Paul, the apostle or emissary Shaul. He gave it to David the psalmist, and so on. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Doesn't that settle it there, that there's no other name under heaven? But that doesn't matter, It says that in the Scripture, but it's not going to convince any non-believer to change anything. If they're going to protest Yahweh's word, then just go ahead and do it. And, tear out the pages from the book that we don't agree with and just, disregard Yahweh's instruction. Yeah. And they say, well, we all do that from one time or another. No, we don't do it intentionally, though. We do it inadvertently. We do it by bad habits. Habitual sinning becomes just a habit. And we just don't seem to care. But when it comes down to the Sabbath day, then we're back in. Where somebody goes to on another day of the week, maybe. But, that, and then they sober up because they're hearing the word. Hearing is the faith. That's how faith comes, by hearing the word of Yahweh. 22. The book of Acts 22:16. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be immersed and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of Yahweh. But what does it matter what name we call him? He knows that name. No. He said that we must call upon the name. There is salvation in none other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So let's study his name. He said that you will know my name. He told us that. He said, proclaim my name to the heathen. So how can we proclaim his name to ourselves and to the heathen and to the Protestants around us, the other Protestant Ephraimites, if we do not study up and, you know, come to a conviction, ask the Spirit of Yahweh, to give us the power and conviction? Well, we just can't do it if we're that lackadaisical, if we're too lazy. So it's not a question as to how accurately you pronounce each syllable of Yahweh's name. The problem, the issue, is the spelling of his name. Also, there are those protesting Protestants that totally rebel against the proper use of his name. But thankfully, we never did that. Publish and proclaim his name as he commands, and people will come to recognize whom we're talking of. You know, the excuse you hear from Jehovah's Witnesses, they say, well, I know Jehovah isn't his name, but everybody knows that name, and so we're going to use it. Why do they know it? Well, because they use it all the time, you know. Now, the Jews used Jehovah as well, and then the Protestants picked it up. Now, the Protestants and the Roman Catholics are picking up Yahweh, and the Catholics they do have, in some places, Yahweh in their writings and in their songbooks. As I went to a funeral, and I saw that in there. I thought, well, they're coming along anyway, or at least going along with the more popular name of Yahweh. Psalm 79, verse 6, pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. Psalm 79:6. Pour out your wrath upon the kingdoms that have not known thy name. So that sounds pretty final. I drove around the neighborhood, and a friend of mine, his house was all burned down, the trailer and everything, and the house all black and crashed in upon itself. And it looked so final to me. I thought, oh, boy, you better straighten up and fly right. You know, keep your life in order. And you never know, you might, well, this person get caught smoking in bed or doing something else that's wrong. And, you know, along comes the end of it all. And then the judgment follows. Time to sober up, not only on the Sabbath day. Fill your faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Yahweh, found in Psalm 83, verse 16. 83:16. Seek thy name. Seek the name of Yahweh. Well, of course, that's what we're doing here. And Psalm 102:15, which says, here I've got it. So the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh. All right. And all the kings of the earth I esteem. When Yahweh shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his esteem. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. That was Psalm 102:15. The heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh, and all the kings of the earth I esteem. Even the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh. Kings of the earth shall fear thy esteem. Was it somebody said about fear that... don't get off onto that now. Right now, anyway. Maybe it'll come up later. Isaiah 26, that's Yeshayahu 26:13. In Hebrew, it's Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu. You don't need to necessarily say that. Nothing wrong with Isaiah either. Isaiah 26, verse 13. O Yahweh, our maker, Elohim beside thee have had dominion over us. But by thee only will we make mention of thy name. That's final, Isaiah 26:13. Jeremiah 23:26. Oh, here's a barn burner. Jeremiah 23. How long shall this be in the heart to think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams? Their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Let the prophet that has a dream speak my word faithfully. And then I'll repeat that verse for emphasis. You know, our fathers, our politicians, our preachers, radio and evangelists, television, have forgotten Yahweh's name for Baal. How long shall this be in the heart to think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams? Their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Let the prophet that has a dream speak my word faithfully. The beautiful name of Yahweh, Yahweh, the Heavenly Father, that tetragrammaton, that name above all names, is recorded 7,000 times in the original scriptures. Let us receive his name in our hearts and in our minds. And shout, Hallel, Yahweh, praise unto Yahweh, Hallel, Yahweh. Yeah, let's shout louder than as if we were at a football game. Students of the Word, know the one coming back to the Mount of Olives is the Savior, Yahosha. Yahosha means, or Yahvahosha, you know, the longer form, but it's not found in the inspired text. Yahosha is. So Yahosha or Yahvahosha. Yahosha means salvation of Yahweh. The prophet Zechariah called him by the name of Yahosha. We read that in Zechariah 3. And referred to as, in English, Jesus, in Latin, Iesus, Jesus, or other names, or Yeshua, but it's Yahosha. We have shown in this, I don't want to say the word program, because that's something that, you know, like programming somebody's mind, like radio has programs. This is not a program. You go to church, you know, it's not supposed to be a program. You go to the assembly or synagogue, it should not be that we have programs here, because we're not programming people, you know. Other than when we read the word, you know, it can program you. Reprogram you is what you need to need to be reprogrammed. We've shown and believed that the original spelling of the Savior Messiah's name is Yahosha. Yahweh is the tetragrammaton name of our Heavenly Father and Son. And someone, as I Googled Yahoshua, someone said that Yahoshua or Yahoshua is incorrectly constructed names, and then he actually put Yahosha and Yahvahosha and Yahusha in there. But we've answered his questions right here on this site. If that person would take the time to surf around a little bit, check out the rest of this website, YahvahYahweh.name, or email us at StephanYah@YahvahYahweh.name. Praise Yahweh.